Furthermore, the Norman kings of England remained the Dukes of Normandy, and so were vassals of the Capetian king and king of France. And henceforth, the two great monarchies of Western Europe, England and France, were often at odds with each other and rivals over lands in central and northern France. Finally, the third monarchy is important for a variety of reasons, because this is what we would call the Holy Roman Empire, and this embraced Germany, parts of what are now eastern France, the Low Countries, the Alpine regions, northern and central Italy. This is a combination of the old Middle Kingdom and the East German, Carolingian Kingdom that came out of the Treaty of Verdun in 843. These realms were united under Germanic kings, the most important of which is Otto the First, of whom I've spoken in terms of his relationships with the Byzantines. And the monarchy in Germany also managed to gain control over the imperial title of those old lands of the Middle Kingdom, which required the king of Germany to go to Rome and get the papal coronation. Otto the First symbolized this in 962 when he traveled to Rome and was crowned Holy Roman Emperor by the then reigning Pope. And henceforth, the kings of Germany were linked to northern and central Italy for this political reason. Furthermore, their domains in northern and central Italy were extremely lucrative and important to their position in Germany, as well as their various vassals in the old Middle Kingdom in what now would be the Rhineland, the Low Countries, and even parts of southeastern France. The Holy Roman Emperors, on the other hand, never succeeded in making their position hereditary. Ultimately, what happened in the 9th and 10th centuries is that, again, political authority broke down to the local level, but never to the extreme fragmentation you saw in what became France. There were five great dukedoms, Saxony, Franconia, Lorraine, or German Lotharingia, Swabia, and Bavaria. These dukes retained the power to elect the emperor. That's how Otto the First became emperor of the king of the Germans, and then the Pope gave the coronation. And what evolved in the course of German history was a tension between the great electors who consolidated these dukedoms and would oppose, in some instances, the efforts of the king to superimpose his authority over his lands, and the royal authority that is always trying to make the claim hereditary. And ultimately, the hereditary claim in Germany fails. It always has this elective component going back to early Germanic history. Nonetheless, the electors or the elector dukes of Germany are important again in consolidating at the local level political and economic institutions. So when Urban II launched his first crusade, he got his main response not from the great feudal kings, but rather from the great lords and nobility of the Holy Roman Empire and France. The English played very little in the First Crusade. And that was logical, because it was the feudal lords who, in effect, consolidated political power. It was they, over the last 150 years, had devised the traditions and refined the traditions of homage and vassalage, who had pioneered new techniques in warfare. It was they who reduced the brigand lords and the lesser knights and Castilians of their districts to their authority and brought back some sort of political and social order to Western Europe. And it was so logical that the nobility of France, the nobility of the Western domains of the Holy Roman Empire would respond to the appeal of Urban II, whereas the kings were still in the first stages of constructing more effective monarchies. And in the case of, well, actually all three of them, they still essentially ruled their domains from horseback. They were committed to traveling, to exacting their feudal dues, to making their presence known, but ultimately their authority still depended very heavily on their nobility. And so those kings could not afford to leave their domains on crusade, whereas the nobles of Western Europe were in an ideal position to take up the call of Urban II.